Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic Member-Driven Union of Flight Attendants for Flight Attendants. Today is Tuesday, October 1st, and this is Bobby Moss, DCA Council 21 Volunteer reporting. The month of October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In a letter to the membership, MEC President Greg Davidovich explains, to date, breast cancer remains the most common form of cancer among women. This disease has affected over 2 million women living in the United States alone and has undoubtedly touched each and every one of us through the important women in our lives. Flight attendants in particular are supportive of those affected by this disease. It is proper that we consider what efforts each of us can make in supporting research for a cure as well as education for prevention and early detection. As a community, we are a compassionate and resourceful group of people, and we use these strengths to help each other all the time. We encourage you to use these valuable qualities and participate in National Breast Awareness Month and have compiled a number of resources for you on our website. The stalemate in Congress over spending plan has resulted in the partial shutdown of the U.S. government. It is the first time the government has shut down in nearly 17 years when that stalemate lasted 21 days. Federal employees who are considered essential will continue working. The FAA will suspend aviation rulemaking process during the shutdown. However, all federal employees who are considered essential will continue working. The majority of the areas of government that relate to our jobs are unaffected by the shutdown and considered essential, including federal air traffic controllers will remain on the job, and the majority of Department of Homeland Security employees are expected to stay on the job, including Transportation Security Administration officers. The U.S. aviation system may not be business as usual, as we are still operating under sequestration funding levels. The shutdown should have minimal impact on the airline operations for the time being. Keep in mind that sequestration has impacted the FAA's operating budget, aviation infrastructure improvements, and investments in our nation's aviation systems. After the current impasse has been resolved, our message to Congress remains, repeal the sequester, no cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and all tax subsidies for outsourcing and support modernization of our aviation system. Reserve letters for 2014 have been assigned. You can view your letter on United's Flying Together website, and we've provided a direct link from our website to this area. As always, we have the opportunity to trade our reserve letter with another flight attendant within our domicile. This year, there will again be no restrictions related to seniority limiting with whom you can trade reserve letters. Trade requests should be submitted using Unimatic page DIS*27871. Although trade requests may be submitted at any time, they are not recorded in the computer until the reserve letters are loaded into the FACBID or VAC BID screens closer to the end of October. Vacation bidding will open on October 29th. Last week, placement of the 737-900 aircraft, the 73B, into service at the United subsidiary was advanced sooner than originally scheduled. Initially, the 73B was planned for inclusion in the November 2013 schedule, but management decided to use the aircraft as a spare for the last 2 days of September and the full month of October. These aircraft are specifically identified in company systems as 73B aircraft. This unique aircraft subfleet is assigned specifically to SUA. Remember, the 73B aircraft will be staffed exclusively by United flight attendants and considered United metal for the purposes of our agreements. For deadheading and CJA purposes, United flight attendants take priority on our own metal. Given the recent pilot agreement, in the near term, Continental pilots will be flying these aircraft with United flight attendants. At some point in the future, there could be mixed United and Continental pilot crews as additional pilots, both United and Continental, become qualified on the aircraft. Because this first 73B aircraft is being used as a spare, none of the IDs pre-built for October schedule contain this equipment, so no 73 flying has been assigned in the key pages, but may show up as a replacement aircraft in the operation. Keep in mind that only those flight attendants qualified on the 73B will be eligible for trip trades or open flying requests that include this equipment. Also, keep in mind that any reserves who are not qualified on the 73B will be bypassed for any assignment, which includes this equipment during the month of October. For the November schedule, you may be awarded a line which contains 73 IDs, even if you are not equipment qualified. It is the responsibility of each flight attendant to get equipment qualified before departure of the first ID of the month or be removed without pay. As we reported to you on April 23, 2013, a class action legal settlement was reached in U.S. federal court litigation involving flight attendants and United Airlines in the state of California. It was alleged that United violated two California law code statutes, sections 204 and 226. Section 204 concerns the timeliness of payments, while section 226 concerns the alleged lack of certain categories of information that must appear on employees' earnings statements. The complaint was filed on October 4, 2011, and sought civil penalties for the alleged violations. United has denied all allegations and has not admitted liability or wrongdoing in this settlement. Under the terms of the settlement, approximately 4,236 flight attendants who worked under California law were found to be eligible for payments from a $925,000 settlement fund. For those purposes of this class action lawsuit and settlement, those who were employed as a flight attendant at any time from October 4th, 2010 to February 19th, 2013 in California are covered by the settlement. Lawyers and other fees reduce the overall fund prior to distribution of any funds to those in the class. The settlement provides for attorney's fees equal to one-third of the total settlement amount. Some months ago, members who worked out of Los Angeles or San Francisco were sent notice of a proposed settlement from the claims administrator for the class action lawsuit, and this included instructions on how to opt out of the settlement if they did not wish to participate. The class action settlement was approved by the court on July 23, 2013, and payments representing the amount to which participants are entitled under the terms of the settlement have been mailed to each of the settlement class members. The check must be cashed or deposited within 180 days from the date of issue. Pursuant to the terms of the settlement, 100% of the payment is considered to be penalties and interest, which shall not be subject to tax withholding, but will be reported to the United States Internal Revenue Service on IRS Form 1099. You may wish to contact your tax advisor if you are not certain about the tax treatment of this payment as it pertains to your individual circumstance. As a reminder, AFA filed a grievance, MEC 6-11, in December 2011, stating our position that the company has not properly paid flight attendants for work performed for United Airlines pursuant to the collective bargaining agreement. In addition to other criteria, M611 seeks 5 hours of flight time credit for paid purposes for anguish and turmoil associated with failure to provide accurate, timely compensation the undermining of employee-employer relationship for any effective flight attendant. Our MEC grievance is pending before the system board and is not affected by this settlement. Today, we celebrated the first annual Founders Day to commemorate the formation of the union 68 years ago and reflect on the vast contribution of AFA's late co-founder, Edith Lauterbach, to the world's largest flight attendant union for nearly seven decades. For the first time in AFA's existence, we observed the founding of our historic union without our guiding light and co-founder member, Edith Edna Lauterbach. Edith and fellow United Flight attendants Ada Brown Greenfield, Frances Hall, Sally Thomas, and Sally Watt Keenan created a platform for unifying and advancing our profession. AFA has been a pioneer in the evolution of flight attendant profession and utilized collective bargaining to improve the lives of flight attendants throughout negotiating contract. That has been AFA's mission since 1945 and remains our legacy today. Today we stand on the shoulders of five amazing flight attendants who started the first union organized, run and controlled by women. Throughout the years, AFA has played a crucial role in advancing the profession, and today, flight attendants are recognized as aviation's first responders. Our work is not finished, and we remain resolute in our mission to advance the career in honor of our founders and the flight attendants who continue their work as safety professionals on flights around the world. AFA pledges a strong voice for our profession with government and industry in the regulatory and legislative process. Our member-driven union will continue advancing the issues that matter most to flight attendants, including collective bargaining agreements that improve compensation and working conditions. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.